Athletic Hall of Fame
2019.
One of those giving a shout out is television personality Lisa Durden, who was a track star at Vailsburg High School, part of the 1982 record-breaking mile relay team that took Columbia High School 28 years to break. Durden is pleased to see women get their due in the hall.
We took athletics as seriously as the boys. When I went to Vailsburg High School and I ran track for 4 years, I meant business. When I hopped on that track, you see I'm doing my fist. When I hopped on that track, I wanted to break chicks on that track. But track was a gentlewoman sport. I went on the track, all about my business. When it's over, hey girl, hey!
Javonna Ellis was a star basketball player at Eastside High School, where she broke the school's record of scoring 44 points in one game. She was moved by the Hall of Fame honor.
To me, it's like a life-changing moment because it's very rare to be inducted into a Hall of Fame when your team isn't recognized for being popular in basketball, but when you're being recognized for an individual, I just think it's very, very interesting and, to me, life-changing.
Does it take you back to being in high school this night?
Yes, most definitely. I really wish I could like turn back the hands of time to go back and actually give it more than what I really gave it. But just being here and being nominated, it just let me know that I gave it all that I can.
When Aisha Hemingway played basketball at Malcolm X Shabazz High School, people took notice. She would eventually play college ball at Georgia Tech and Syracuse, and then go on to play with the WNBA's New York Liberty. Her message to other young ladies and girls involved in sports?
I just want them to understand that hard work pays off. And if you keep that tunnel vision and you stay focused on a goal, you will be very successful.
Hemingway was named New Jersey Player of the Year in both 2006 and 2007. Brian Logan is also inducted. He graduated from Weequake High School in 1982. He had a brilliant coaching career in both high school and college and is currently the head football coach at Weequake. His story of bringing his high school to state championships is a good one.
Think about how we started out 0-9 and, you know, in the Meadowlands on a snowy day. And, you know, one of the kids who passed away on my team, he was murdered. We dedicated that game to him, and it was amazing how when the score ended, it was 20-0, his jersey number on the scoreboard in the Meadowlands. So, you know, that's when I knew God was real.
Logan is a retired police officer and detective from the Newark Police Department. Each recipient received a beautiful plaque. You can see the entire list of inductees, which included Dr. James Lee Jr., Wiley Williams, and Amiri Mitty Baraka at NewarkAthleticHallOfFame.org. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.